You can listen to Issues Etc. live and on demand with the new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. You can get these apps at our website, issuesetc.org. Give us a call, send us an email, or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Issues Etc. in the palm of your hand. The new Issues Etc. iPhone and Android app. Download today at issuesetc.org. There's an app for that.
I'm very thankful for the opportunity to be a Jet.
Well, I tell you, the way the Jets have played recently, they need the good Lord on their side. So this could be a major move. Yeah.
I think that it's a job of immense demands, and I would hope that my successor has the constitution of an ox and the skin of a rhinoceros, really.
Because of Jesus, our Father hears us as though he were listening to his own dear Son, who is making constant intercession for us.
Seminarians on Vicarage in Indiana love Issues Etc.
Well, you can usually count on it, like the seasons changing or the sun rising, that if you pick up one of the once popular news magazines on the newsstand and they have anything on religion, they're going to get it wrong. There's going to be something inadequate about the coverage. Such is the state of religion coverage in the general media, and we've come to expect it. I wonder if a recent Newsweek magazine profile of Archbishop Timothy Dolan, now a cardinal, recently elevated to cardinal at the Vatican, is an exception to that rule or not. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, March the 23rd. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Sarah Pulliam Bailey joins us from GetReligion.org to talk about some of the media coverage of religion. A little bit later, Bob Leko will be alongside. There's a breaking financial scandal at the Trinity Broadcasting Network involving Jan Crouch, or so I hear. We'll find out what that's all about and whether or not it's altogether unexpected from the Trinity Broadcasting Network family. And then we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have four soundbites to play for you. All you've got to do is listen to the soundbites. We'll play them for you. And then you give us a call, you send us an email, you send us a tweet, you go to our Facebook fan page, and you pick Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, our Twitter address at issuesetc, and the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Every week we visit with our friends from GetReligion.org, and joining us today to talk about Newsweek coverage of Archbishop Timothy Dolan, Sarah Pulliam Bailey. She's a contributor to GetReligion.org and online editor for Christianity Today. Sarah, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We've been critical of Newsweek in the past for its religion coverage. Have they taken a step in the right direction in this profile piece of Archbishop Dolan?
Yes, I think what we're seeing is perhaps a shift, I'm not sure, but in the past we've seen sort of these almost op-ed pieces running, appearing sort of as news pieces. But I think there's been a shift in leadership. Tina Brown bought Newsweek. It's unclear whether, you know, this trend will continue, but there's been some change in reporting. Lisa Miller has moved over to the Washington Post as a columnist. She seems to fit more the columnist role. Peter Boyer left The New Yorker for Newsweek, and he was the one who wrote this excellent profile. And you know, maybe not every single part of the piece was perfect, but I think he does a nice job of explaining kind of the context and the nuances to some of these religious liberty debates right now.
So he presents this profile of Dolan in the context of that, of the HHS mandate and the general debate over religious liberty, especially as it impacts Roman Catholics?
Exactly. Well, so Archbishop Dolan, you know, has been in the news recently for that, and he just became a cardinal. So there were many, you know, there are many reasons to profile him. I think Peter Boyer calls him the American Pope or something like that. So which is quite strong, but I think he does a nice job of using these political news hooks to get into the complexities of the religious side of it. And so he does a nice job of balancing the politics with the religious without letting the politics kind of overwhelm the religious side of things. He shows kind of the history and the context of some of the debates even within the Catholic Church about these issues.
The elevation of Timothy Dolan to Cardinal was big news here in the Midwest because he's a St. Louis native, I believe. And, of course, the coverage then was that he has this very positive face. He has this very American and, in some ways, kind of, what shall we say, good PR for the Roman Catholic Church. How does Boyer deal with this in his Newsweek piece then, in particular?
Yeah, it seems like he does a nice job of bringing that out, saying Dolan doesn't necessarily seek out these political fights. He's not out to necessarily get, you know, pin the Obama administration, or he's not, at least from his past, it doesn't seem like he would naturally pick up this fight or want to pursue it, but he seems to kind of portray it as something that came to him with the HHS mandate saying these groups are going to have to provide contraception to their employees. So he's sort of portrayed as dragged into this debate, and Boyer does a nice job of showing how just how influential he is. President Obama, you know, met with him in the at the White House. He called him the day that he decided, I think in January or February, on some of the updates to the mandate. So I think Peter Boyer does a nice job of showing just how influential, but not enough. Dolan is still unhappy with the way things currently are, so it'll still. I think this debate over contraception and religious liberty will continue, but Boyer does a nice job of portraying just how influential Dolan is.
You say also that Boyer manages to get a little historical context in this piece too.
Yeah, so I appreciated how he showed just kind of the different sides of the Catholic Church and how they emphasize social justice or religious liberty or life ethics, abortion, things like that, and then how they deal with public figures who are, say, passing abortion laws that are contrary to church teaching and things like that. And he showed how historically, how the church has been somewhat, certain leaders in the church have taken different emphasis or stances on the issues, but how Dolan fits into that. I thought he did a nice job of looking back and not just isolating this into 2012, what's happening with the contraception debate, because that, it's so important to put all these things into broader context for readers.
One more quick question on that. Mm-hmm. You mentioned early on in our conversation kind of the restaffing with regard to religion coverage on the part of Newsweek. Should we expect this to be kind of Newsweek stepping up its game when it comes to these very important issues?
Well, it depends how much they have assigned Peter Boyer to writing profiles of religious leaders. I don't think he's on the religion beat per se. Lisa Miller previously was the religion editor. So, and I don't think he's necessarily filling that role. I don't know if he gets to choose what profiles he pursues or if he just happens to be interested in religion and pitch this to his editors. So I think it's unclear going forward whether we'll see more of this. But again, some of it has to do with just the reporter who has understands these issues and is able to portray them in a fair and helpful, thorough way. So if he continues to write them, I'm hopeful, but you never know. Sometimes with staff changes and the way the publishing industry is moving so quickly, he could be at another publication, you know, any day. So, but I'm hopeful. I think that it shows a positive direction, especially because it did get a lot of play. It wasn't the cover story as I wish it had. Mad Men is the cover story, but I think it did get quite a bit of play for the magazine.
One of the things that we've often talked about with you and your other Get Religion colleagues is kind of the lack of follow-up when it comes to religion stories in general. Now, this story is kind of an odd one that you've written about recently, but you note that Religion News Service did follow up on a story that was previously covered by NPR. What's the story, and why is it important that these kind of things get a follow-up?
Yeah, so just to back up on this story, this very bizarre story that back in a year ago, there were, you know, predictions from Harold Camping that people would be raptured in May, and so this man claimed that he had built this insurance business to take care of people's pets if they were raptured. And he claimed that he was getting hundreds of offers. And if you added up the number of offers and what he was charging, it appeared like he was making something upwards of $30,000 on this business. And it was kind of a funny, bizarre story. It got a lot of play. I think the story says Religion News Service, Washington Post, the AP, BBC, Bloomberg, Business Week. I mean, all these publications covered this. It was kind of a funny side effect story to the whole Harold camping business. And then in December, I thought it was great that NPR did a follow-up story to see how it affected, how it impacted, and then RNS did another follow-up story once Harold Camping recently said, I'm no longer going to make these predictions. And this man said, oh, that'll hurt our business. But he was hopeful with the 2012 later this year with the Mayan calendar. He was hopeful that business would pick up again. So again, this was just kind of a funny story. You kind of chuckle, whatever. But RNS did publish a story this week saying, actually, you know, this man is now admitting that the whole thing was a hoax. So what I'm curious to see is whether these publications go back and update the story. So if you're searching the internet and, you know, checking, you come across a BBC story, will they have a note at the top or somewhere saying, you know, update, the story was a hoax? Because, you know, people don't always look for these kind of updated stories. So what I'm curious, again, is whether these publications will try to keep a running log of what's actually true, what's up to date.
Sarah Pulliam Bailey is a contributor to GetReligion.org. She's online editor for Christianity Today. Sarah, thank you again for being our guest.
All right. Thanks for having me.
When we come back, Bob Bleeko is going to join us. He's a former Word Faith pastor and co-founder of Discernment Ministry International based in Detroit. It's a breaking story of financial scandal at the Trinity Broadcasting Network. We'll see what he has to tell us about it and why he thinks this continues to happen with these television ministries again and again and again.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Whether vacationing in Branson or boating on Table Rock Lake, Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church in Kimberling City, Missouri is your Christ-confessing congregation. Every week, Christ comes to us through the preached word and sacraments, by which we are strengthened and kept in the one true faith. So come to where Christ comes to you. Come to Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church, 103 Kimberling Boulevard in Kimberling City, Missouri. For more, see our website at SOTHL.com.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. The Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd in Greenville, South Carolina. St. Paul Lutheran, Chatfield, Minnesota. St. John Lutheran, Napoleon, Ohio. First Lutheran, Lufkin, Texas. Concordia Lutheran, Sikeston, Missouri, Hope Lutheran, Granite City, Illinois, Trinity Lutheran, Gladson, Alabama, and Lord of Life Lutheran, Chesterfield, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org, click support, the Issues Etc. 300.